Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. Here reacting with me in the studio is Sheikh Ali Himani. We are reacting to videos in which we start to see a glimmer of how Hollywood conditions the subconscious mind as well as raising theological doubts. Sheikh Ali Himani, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me here.
So again, thank you for taking time out, I know, of your busy schedule and joining us here. We're reacting to these videos in which we can pretty clearly see that Hollywood and the marketing industry in general, they try to condition the subconscious mind as well as raise theological doubts. So we decided to invite you again, because it is such a vast subject, we want to do multiple sessions on it. So we hand it over to you in the name of Allah.
All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you remember in our last session, we watched a couple of videos where we saw the psychologists and the researchers talking about how creepy people are recording and,
monitoring.
Monitoring.
Neural marketing.
Exactly. That's the part that I wanted to highlight, that neural marketing and, designing their advertisements and designing their animations and movies and their programs and concepts in a way that it influences and mesmerizes the children. So today we're going to look at a video. It's by Lucy Hughes. Mm-hmm. You're going to see her details on the screen. She's also the initiator of the concept called nag factor. Mm-hmm. The nag factor comes from the term nagging. Mm-hmm. And she went ahead and did a research and found out that how many times does it take for a children mm-hmm. or for a child to nag the parent until the parent agrees to the nagging.
Mm. Interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah. And they found out that unless the child repeats his demands 9 times, parents don't give in to it.
Wow.
Right? So they're like, if the child says, I want X, I want this, I want that, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, parents don't give in. Mm. Until and unless it reaches the breaking point, and the breaking point is 9 times. And it's that's why they call it nag factor. That means the child has to nag 9 times. Now the question is, how do we get the child to nag 9 times? Mm. Again, I'll bring you back to this documentary called Consuming Kids. There's a clip about Simpsons. There's a video there, a short clip about Simpsons where the children nag the father persistently, consistently all through the day to take the kids to Mount Rushmore. And eventually he gives in and like, okay, if I take you guys there, will you just shut up and leave me alone?
Right?
And the kids are like, will you take us there? And like, yeah, I will take you there. Now leave me alone. Let me have a peaceful sleep. And this is something that they found out. And this is how they're training the children through the animation series, through Simpsons, through Mr. Bean, through Mickey Mouse and other things, that they're telling the children that if you want something from your parents, you got to tell them 10 times, 9 times, 12
just keep
times.
Bothering them.
Just bother them until they give in to you. Now, I want you to look at this video that when she's asked this question, that is it ethical what you're doing? You're training children to bother the parents and, pester them until they give in to the child's demand. And sometimes the child's demand is not just about taking them to a theme park, but buying a particular product or an Apple iPad or whatever, right? So you're literally making the lives of the parents miserable and you're manipulating the child. Is it ethical? Let's look at what she has to say.
Sure, okay.
They are tomorrow's adult consumers, so start talking with them now, build that relationship when they're younger, and you've got them as an adult. Somebody asked me, Lucy, is that ethical? You're essentially manipulating these children. Well, yeah, is it ethical? I don't know. But our role at Initiative is to move products. And if we know you move products with a certain creative execution, place in a certain type of media vehicle, then we've done our job.
Before we saw the video, I did want to say how this kind of is teaching children to be disrespectful to their parents, right? On one hand, but something that, again, is really, because even though, I don't know, I got a very, satanic feel to the whole thing, is that if you can catch the kid when they're young, then they're yours when they're an adult. I mean, it's a very shaitan, a very enslavement type of idea. Exactly. It is very scary.
And this is something that I did not want to raise in our first episode, the sure. term called enslaving, right?
Sure.
And this is something that the parents need to understand very clearly, that sometimes the parents are, I won't say ignorant, but they are lenient, they're complacent about the concept that, oh, come on, it's just some animation, it's just watching one movie, what's going to happen, and all that. Yeah. But that's not how it works, because she's very clear. She says, if we can move our concept creatively through a media vehicle, then we've done our job. Right. They are your tomorrow's consumers. Basically, they are tomorrow's, you know, they are the ones who are going to bring you all the money. So so they are the minting machine for you. Talk to them today and communicate with them well today. Mm. And as an adult, you got them. You got them as an adult, which means they are your slave. They become brand loyal. This. You see this happening. When I say brand loyal, a lot of people, you know, their mind goes to, oh, Coca-Cola brand loyalty, Pepsi brand loyalty, Nike brand loyalty. No, now it's no more Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Nike. It's now MCU. It's DC Universe. It's Iron Man. It's Spider-Man. It's brand loyalty towards these people, these entities. And people, kids, youngsters, teenagers are crazy about this.
Right.
And
right.
they are very clear about it. That we need to have a creative way of executing our concept and move it through any media vehicle. It doesn't matter, audio, t-shirts, videos, video games, apps, I don't know, whatever, advertisements, get it to the person. And if you're able to convince him to become loyal to that concept, we're done. We've achieved what we wanted to achieve. The most disturbing part of the video that we just saw is that when you ask her, is it ethical?
They won't answer.
Yes. And she says, is it ethical? I don't know. You can't answer, I don't know.
I think they know very clearly that it's unethical, but they can't say, you know, what we're doing is unethical.
And the other disturbing part is her continuous smile all through the video while she clearly states that, you know, we are manipulating children. And then she has no remorse for it.
Yeah.
This is something our parents need to realize, that they have no remorse for what they are doing. They're actually proud of what they are doing. And if we're not careful, we're actually handing over our children on a silver platter to them. And it's a very, very big mistake. It's a huge risk that we're taking.
Right. And you know what else I've kind of learned between at least with the last episode and this episode is the way that they use terminology to also kind of, you know, mummify your conscious mind and reach your subconscious mind, right? So this idea of communicate, you had brought it up in the previous episode of Reaction Time, where they say we want to communicate better with the child. We just, you know, like it's something totally innocent and there's nothing. And here this brand loyalty. The brand loyalty, and I never thought of it until today, which is interesting. But this brand loyalty is really enslavement. It's brand enslavement. But they don't use enslavement. They use loyalty. These people are brand loyal. You know, they.
This reminds me of the incident of Fir'aun. You know, when when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam comes to Fir'aun and then he demonstrates the miracle, the magicians of the Fir'aun immediately fall onto their face and they say, "We submit to the God of Hazrat Musa." And Fir'aun immediately goes and says, "How can you do that without my permission?" So what happened to your loyalty to me? That's the question. So this brand loyalty is exactly the same thing. That how can you, as my slave, as my follower, leave me and start following somebody else? That's what they're trying to achieve. That, okay, you're a Muslim, be Muslim. It doesn't matter. You're a Christian, be Christian. But be loyal to us. Be loyal to our ideology. That's where we need to be really careful. We've taken Hollywood and this whole TV and media very leniently.
Yeah, very leniently and very naively.
Naively,
I think. You know, I've been doing some research and, you know, this idea that Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah, for example, he said, you know, America is the great Satan, right? When you start to go into topics like these, you really start to understand the big picture. That, you know, he didn't just say it out of the blue. There is so much stuff coming out of the Western world, the capitalist world, the neoliberal, you know, world, that is destroying the fundamental aspects of humanity.
Correct.
I don't know, you had another video also that you wanted to show?
Yeah, let's look at another video.
Okay. How did you do that?
Liu Anhui, legendary gambler. He bets on everything, anything, huge cash bets all the time. Once the Bellagio put Bill Gates out of the high roller suite because Liu Anhui was flying in. He is the perfect Vic.
But how did you know who he was going to pick?
We told him to. We've been telling him all day. From the moment he left his hotel room, we've been priming him, programming his subconscious. He's been seeing the number 55 all day long. On the elevator, in the lobby, even the stick pin on the doormat. Not only that, we loaded his route from the hotel to the stadium. He looks out the window, primers are everywhere. Now he doesn't see it, but he does. There's no getting around it. He even sees Farhad. Suggestions are everywhere.
That is genius.
Yeah, and it's not only what he sees, it's what he hears. The Mandarin word for five is Wu. There are 124 Wu Wus in sympathy for the devil. Now he's not registering it, but it's all there. So when he picks up those binoculars, looks out on the field, sees a familiar face with the number 55 on his jersey, some little voice in the back of his mind says, that's it. And he thinks it's intuition, and he picks.
Ajay, but to me, one of the things that really came out, and even though it was probably not the main subject of the thing, was the idea of gambling, right? Right from the beginning, you know, they have given gambling such a prestigious, a very cool, a very, you know, when in reality, gambling is far from it. And in many religions, it is, you know, it is prohibited, this idea of gambling, especially in Islam. And even in the non-religious circle, you find that gambling has done so much incredible damage to the regular, average, common man, to their families. You know, it's really one of those diseases which is destroying. But here, they made that gambling idea really cool. That was, of course, one thing that stood out. And the next thing is everything that we were talking about, the subconscious mind, and they're talking exactly about how they do it in this little clip.
So if you listen to the video, I don't know, the audience can, you know, stop the video and play back again and listen to each statement he makes one by one. You know, he says, she says, how did you do that? He says, we've been telling him.
Yeah, we've been telling
him. He says it so casually. We've been telling him what to pick. Right?
Meaning we've been conditioning him.
We've been conditioning him, right? Then he says, then he clearly uses the term, we've been programming his subconscious mind from the moment he leaves his room. Right. They say he sees number 55 everywhere. And then he says, when he's walking on the road, he's looking at number 55. He's not registering it, but it's all there.
Right.
So he's not consciously registering it,
right.
but subconsciously everything is there, and there's no getting around it. These are exact clear terms, he says. There's no getting around it. So when we start conditioning your subconscious mind, there's no getting around it. You can't control yourself until and unless you've made your conscious mind so powerful that you're able to understand and detect these conditioning messages, and
these
then
viruses,
you block them. Yeah. And you and your conscious mind is strong enough to block them out. But if you can't, particularly children, particularly those who've gone out for entertainment and they're just sitting and watching a movie and hoping that, you know, let's have fun.
Yeah, they're by default shutting down their conscious, mind.
They're like, let's have fun. So let's just forget all logic. Let's forget all reasoning. Let's forget all rationale. You know, just go have fun and come back. So they're literally actually shutting down their conscious mind, and they're opening up their subconscious mind, and that's the best time to deliver all these messages. And he very clearly says that we've been telling him. Now the best part of this clip is the last part where he says that because we've been looking at number 55 and that X person, and because of the Chinese song which says who and all that, and then the last part he says that somewhere in his mind it says pick this. And he thinks it's his intuition that's telling him to pick that. That means we, as people, when we get conditioned by the media and technology, then we consciously start thinking that it's my own decision and my free will. that I'm saying that it's my intuition and it's with my free will that I'm making this choice. Now, what's the big difference? The difference is if you tell someone to do something, it would immediately, you know, backlash or, you know, and it's like, why should I? But the moment he feels that this is my decision, intuitively, I am picking this, then even if it's wrong, he will stand by it and he will defend it because he doesn't want to be proven wrong. And this is what is happening in the world today with everything you see around yourselves, right from all the political scenarios to all the racism to all the gender issues and everything you see. Why? Because people are being conditioned to behave in a particular way. And based on that conditioning, they are making certain choices. Intuitively, they're thinking this is my conscious decision and they're standing by it without realizing that they've been conditioned to act, react and behave in a particular way.
It's really interesting because as you were speaking, it brought two examples to my mind, right? One of them was this whole Palestine and Israel thing that's going on, right? The post October 7th, Al-Aqsa storm. And how I was also watching a documentary, how one of the things that they continuously repeat certain statements and adding that to what you're saying, what's actually happening is they're conditioning people to continuously, for example, say that Israel has the right to defend itself and that the Palestinians are terrorists. You repeat that so much that apparently this is conditioning is really what's going on.
And this is what gets ingrained into the brain. Mm.
The second one was really interesting. We were, you know, talking with some of the brothers and so this, you know, they said, are you from Texas? Me. And so I said, I lived a little bit in Texas, right? And so immediately, I guess they've been conditioned too. They said, so everybody has guns and everybody's Western. And I was like, no, not everybody has guns. Yeah, you have the right to carry a weapon in Texas as compared to other states. But I said what's really interesting about this conditioning is that if a white person is carrying a weapon, you won't feel threatened or in a situation of danger. But the way that they condition it, if it is an African-American who is carrying a weapon, or a Mexican or some other, you know, I mean, if it's a Muslim, they'll start crying if they see a Muslim with a weapon. That's how they've conditioned it. You will feel fear when they, you know, and the statistics show you the exact
opposite. It's the other way around. Yeah.
That it is the white American with the open carry or concealed weapon, which is killing the people. And it's not the African American or the other minority. So just to add to this idea of really this conditioning is happening. We just don't realize that it's happening.
Yeah. This is the most essential. This is actually happening while we are not realizing that this is happening. Mm. And this is somewhere we all need to wake up and realize that, look, this is what is happening. Forget about all these things that are related to politics and other things. When I say forget it, I mean they are there, they're essential. Yeah. But when we look at subsequent videos, you will see that they're actually questioning God. They're questioning your identity as a Muslim. They're questioning identity as a religion. That actually, does religion really exist? It's a fancy opium behavior that you've lashed onto and forget it, leave it and all that.
Right.
And those videos are going to be very interesting, and they would raise really good questions, you know. And they're all again designed and put in a way that your conscious mind is busy with something else and your subconscious mind is open, defenseless, and then they immediately plant that message in your brain, just like that movie Inception, which
So they plant this
message in your brain, and then, you know, that message constantly, bothers you. It keeps ticking
and
it makes you
think that it's your own message.
It just keeps replaying in your mind, and then after some time, you just adopt it as your own ideology, your own opinion, your own point of view, and you start living by it.
Yeah. You know, another thing, I think before we conclude, for example, in the last episode, they told us how with children, they have to slow down the whole advertising and slow everything down. And here, because I guess it's geared towards a more adult audience, I realized how fast he was saying everything. So based upon what you're teaching us, I wanted to kind of pick out all the things. But they went so fast that it automatically shut down my conscious mind. And I just kind of started to listen to whatever he was saying because it was so fast. I thought that was interesting too.
They have their own tricks.
Okay, Jazakallah. I don't know, some closing words. On your behalf, Shia.
I think we will wait for the subsequent videos. There's a lot to discuss about that.
Okay. But again, as we've been saying, just to the brothers and sisters out there, to the families out there, again, right? To be careful of what you're watching.
And don't just think what you're showing to your...
And what you're showing to kids. And, you know, this is the future generation of Muslims. And I would take it out to these are the future generations of humanity, because this isn't confined to just Muslims.
Correct.
Human beings who want wholesome kids, who are not enslaved, who are not... You know, their mind is not subjugated. They're looking for freedom. Alhamdulillah, you know, that we on this Islamic movement have come out with this. Allah bless you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me here.
Okay, Jazakallah. And dear viewers, that's all from us. Until next time, this was Reaction Time.